presence in this place. God is here. Amen. Hallelujah. Whatever you need God to do in your life today, amen, He can do it. Amen. He is willing and He is wanting to take and transform your life. Amen. Hallelujah. It just takes one step of faith, and just saying, God, here I am. I want everything you have for me. Amen. Praise God. Turn in your Bibles to Philippians 4. Amen. For your sake, I'm trying to get used to these. Amen. Getting to that age. Wow. Philippians 4, 2 through 9. This will all be in the NIV. It says, plead with Euodia, and I plead with Synecdoche to agree with each other. Ooh, can't read that back there. Help these women, since they have contended at my side in the cause of the gospel, along with Clement and the rest of my co-workers whose names are in the book of life. Rejoice in the Lord always, and I will say again, rejoice. Let your gentleness be evident to all. The Lord is near. Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Finally, brethren and sisters, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, and whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things. Whatever you have learned or received or heard from me or seen in me, put it into practice, and the God of peace will be with you. Anybody need the God of peace to be with you today? I don't know about you, but I need God's peace in my life. Amen. We're going to talk this morning about living with a mind at peace. That's what we need to be about, is living with a mind at peace. Lord, we love you. We thank you for all that are here today. Lord, we ask you to just touch them with your word. Let it become alive to us today. We want your presence to be in this place and guide us and move in our spirits today. We thank you for everyone that is here today. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you. You can be seated. Great tranquility results when the Prince of Peace is present. Amen. God is in this place. I don't know if you felt him here this morning, but I feel him in this place. His presence is here. His mercy is here. His goodness is with us. Amen. We know the Prince of Peace. A furious squall came up, and the waves broke over the boat so that it was nearly swamped. And Jesus was in the stern, sleeping on a cushion. The disciples woke up. This is in Mark 4, 37 through 39. The disciples woke him up and said to him, "Teacher, don't you care if we drown?" Don't you care? He got up, rebuked the wind, and said to the waves, "Quiet, be still." Then the wind died down and it was completely calm. God can calm the seas in your life today. The raging, overwhelming, crashing waves of the storm in your life. There's a peacemaker in the boat of your life. And all you got to do is go wake him up and say, Lord, the waves, the wind, it's too much for me. God, can you handle this storm? And all he has to do is speak to the storm and the waves and the winds and all the things that are crashing against your life can be calmed. And on the other hand, sometimes he does not calm the storm, but he calms us while we are in the midst of the storm. Amen. There's two different scenarios here. Sometimes we're at a place where we can't handle it. We can't take the winds and the waves. They're just too much. It's overwhelming. And God gets up and says, peace, be still. But other times we're in the storm and maybe we're a little stronger in the Lord. And maybe that, you know, we can handle some things. And God's trying to teach us a little bit more about his goodness. And he'll say, I'm just going to give you peace. We're going to go through this rocky situation. We're going to go through this tumultuous situation, but I'm going to be with you and I'm going to give you peace right on through it. And you're not going to worry. You're not going to fret. You're not going to be afraid because I'm with you, Brother Pritt. Right. Right. We're talking about a relationship with Jesus Christ, basically, is what we're trying to get across here. You need a relationship with God. And if you have that in your life, if you've been talking with God, and if you've been trying to draw closer to him, amen, God wants to help you in life because, as the old commercial says, life comes at you fast. Amen? Today, everything is fine and dandy. Life is just going smooth. But tomorrow, maybe a different story. Tomorrow, everything may break loose. John 16:33, it says, I have told you that these things so that it in me you may have peace. In the world, in this world, you will have trouble, but take heart, I have overcome the world. Amen. God is with us through the troubles, the trials, the tests of life. Amen. He is on our side. We can have this peace in the church, in the body of Christ. God desires that each of us strive for peace. It's not God's will that your life always be in a turmoil, uproar. If that's going on, if your home is constantly in upheaval and it's just not a peaceful place, something's wrong with your walk with God. You need to look at what's going on in your life and who it is you're calling upon. Amen. God wants to give you peace in your life. However, this is not peace at any price. Rather, it is tranquility that comes by virtue of truth and righteousness. Amen. We need to maintain harmony in the church. Amen. We need to have just be clicking together in the body of Christ. Ephesians 4:1-3 says, as a prisoner for the Lord, then I urge you to live a life worthy of the calling you have received. Be completely humble and gentle. Be patient, bearing with one another in love. Make every effort to keep the unity of the Spirit through the bond of peace. God wants us to live in harmony and peace with one another. Amen? He doesn't want a church that's arguing and bickering and fighting against each other and being jealous of one another and just all up in arms. Amen. He wants a church that is ticking and clicking together. And the move of the Spirit is blessing and helping us. But it comes through our relationship with God. Amen. If we've got some things messed up in our own lives, amen, there's some things that are going to get in our spirit, and we're gonna do things, and we're gonna say things that are not of God to others, because we're not where we need to be. Amen. But we need a relationship with Jesus Christ today. To properly maintain peace and harmony among members of the body of Christ, there must be submission and obedience to Jesus Christ. Key. Very key. Amen. God many times speaks to us, and he comes to us and talks to us, and through the preached word of God, or just through Bible reading, or just getting in God's presence, and he tells us to do things, but so many times we want to do what our flesh desires. And we don't want to hear the word of God. We don't want to hear the man of God. We don't want to bow our knee to the things of God. A person's foot has no conflict with his hands, with his hand, when there is proper communication with the brain. Amen. Your body doesn't think twice about its movement because it's connected to the brain. Everything's connected in it. The brain has it operating perfectly, and you can just you know, have reactions and things that just move smoothly. It just goes well. The key is proper connection to the thing that controls the body. The brain controls every part of the body. So if it's connected properly, there's great movement, and everything works well. But if it's disconnected, things can go awry. Things can happen that just aren't good. If every member in the church is properly connected to the head, Jesus Christ, they will function properly in the body with peace and harmony. Amen. So it takes a group effort to make sure that our walks are with God, and we're being connected to the brain, God, Jesus Christ. He's the brain of all of this that we go through here in this body of believers. Amen. We trust in Jesus. Amen. And everything flows down from him. Amen. We need to be connected properly to our source. Philippians 4:2. It says, I plead with Euodia, and I plead with I don't even know how to say that, so I'm just not even going to try. To be the same mind in the Lord. Praise God. We must each be on guard concerning our influence among the members of the body. Amen. Galatians 5:19-21. The acts of the flesh are obvious. Sexual immorality, impurity and debauchery, idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, discord, jealousy, fits of rage, selfish ambitions, disincisions, factions, and even an envy and drunkenness, orgies, and the like. I warn you, as I did before, those who live like this will not inherit the kingdom of God. God is looking for a people that will put sin aside and say, I don't want to live that way anymore. I am not going to bow my knee to the things of this world anymore. I'm going to live in holiness and in righteousness and in truth. Amen. And when God's word speaks to me, I'm going to change some things. Amen. I'm not just going to be a hearer of it, but I'm going to start doing what the word says. Amen. I've got to be more than just a hearer. Amen. Just being a hearer is a dangerous place to be. Because the Bible says that if we hear the word and we don't do it, then we're going to answer to Jesus Christ one day. Amen. We're going to answer to him. Proverbs 6:16 through 19 says, there are six things the Lord hates, seven that are detestable to him. Haughty eyes, a lying tongue. In other words, a liar. Hands that shed innocent blood. That liar means little white lies too. Little fibs. God hates lying. The devil was a liar. He's the father of lies. Amen. So we must not allow ourselves to have lying lips. A heart that devises wicked schemes. Feet that are quick to rush to evil. A false witness who pours out lies, and a person who stirs up conflict in the community. We need to examine ourselves. God, are these things? Am I doing some of these things? God, am I causing mischief in my family? Am I causing mischief in the church? Am I being jealous of things, God? We have to be a peacemaker. Amen. Matthew 5:9 says, blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called children of God. So we can't go around saying, well, I just don't care what anybody thinks. This is the way I'm going to do it. My friend, that's not being a peacemaker. We can't just do what we feel all the time. Sometimes we have to do things that are right, that are godly. Amen. It takes a little effort on our part sometimes to do the right thing, even when our flesh just wants to bring the gavel down on somebody. Amen. Just because we don't agree totally with what they're doing. We must be careful if we want to have the peace of God in our lives, how we treat others. Amen. Treat others how you would like to be treated. Amen. If we'll do that, if we'll live that way, we can be what God calls peacemakers. Paul called upon an unknown yoke fellow to help bring peace between these two former laborers of his. In Philippians 4:3. It says, yes, I asked you, be true companion Help these women since they have contended at my side in the cause of the gospel, along with Clement and the rest of my co-workers whose names are in the book of life. There is a difference between being a peacemaker and a meddler. When you start meddling and you start trying to find out information that you just don't have business in, you're going to cause some conflict. You're going to cause some grief. I can remember growing up in the church and you know, walking around the church, and you know, sometimes it's just not a whole lot of people there, and you're walking around just trying to do things. And I would see people talking. You could tell that there was some conversation going on there, and I didn't want to meddle in that. I didn't want to hear that. So I would, as I'm walking by, so that I wouldn't hear what was being said, because I didn't want to be meddling. I didn't want to catch something that maybe I just shouldn't be hearing. Amen. Sometimes we just linger around, or maybe we sit around and we just watch conversations that we probably shouldn't even be a part of. We need to be careful that we don't get to meddling, and then we start picking sides. And, oh, you know, hey, folks, there are problems in the church. This is a hospital. Amen. This is a place where people come that are hurting, that need fixed, that got messed up lives, that got things that they need God to work on. Amen. There's going to be times in the body of Christ that we got to fix some things. But I need to be careful that I don't get meddling in the places of the church that I just don't belong in. Amen. So be a peacemaker. Follow the things of God. Philippians 4:3. I'm sorry, 1 Timothy 5:13. Besides, they get into the habit of being idle and going about from house to house. And not only do they become idlers, but also busybodies who talk nonsense, saying things they ought not to say. We ought to be about God's business. Amen. If you find yourself at home on the phone, you know, calling up sister so-and-so and saying, all about this person at church, just, oh my goodness, you know, we just get to rattling their chain about this person and that person, and we need to find something better to do with our time. Maybe like go to the neighbor's house and ask them out to church. Someone that's lost and going to hell if you don't go tell them, and God has called you right where you are to be that connection. He didn't put me there. He put you near your neighbor that is lost, that needs God. And if we are idle and we are just coasting, do you realize we're in a war? Do you realize the devil never gives up? If he can get into your life, Sister Terry, and cause confusion in your family, he is striving to do that. He is striving to tear your family apart. He's striving to take all of us out if he can. He wants to kill, steal, and destroy your lives. That's it. He doesn't want you here. He doesn't want you in the house of God. He doesn't want you doing what is right. Amen. Because he wants to destroy you. And he will destroy you if you don't get your mind on Jesus Christ and follow him. Amen. He will do it. He will accomplish it. He is very patient. He never gives up. He don't stop fighting. Amen. So we must be diligent in our own personal lives to stay on fire for Jesus Christ. Amen. And allow the power and the peace of God to be working in our lives. Amen. Be joyful in the Lord. Amen. Philippians 4:4 says, rejoice always. Rejoice in the Lord always. And I will say it again, rejoice. Find something to get excited about. Amen. Be joyful in the Lord. Philippians 14:10 says, each heart knows its own bitterness, and no one else can share its joy. Hallelujah. Don't be anxious. Don't be anxious. Peter encouraged his readers to allow God to carry their worry and anxiety. Amen. Cast all your cares upon God. He cares for you. Don't try to carry all this mess around in your life. Amen. Get up in the morning. Pray. Ask God to take this heavy load that you're trying to carry. Amen. Put it upon Him and trust Him. Amen. But so many times we pray and we seek the Lord for this load and this burden and this anxiety that we're carrying around. And as soon as we're done praying, we pick the thing back up and put it back on and go to work. All burdened down. We need to leave it with God. Philippians 4:6 says, do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. Tell God about it. Amen. He's big. He can handle it. God can take care of your situation. Amen. Cast 1 Peter 5:7 says, cast all your anxiety on Him because He cares for you. When you're troubled in your spirit, when your mind can't handle what's going on in your life, get down and pray. Get down on your knees and find a place to cry out to God and say, God, I need you right now. Be prayerful and thankful in everything. Amen. God is on your side. He is there. Philippians 4:6 says, do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your request to God. God's trying to tell somebody here tonight, today, tell me about it. Tell me what's going on in your life. Have conversation with me. Plead with God. Talk to God. He is willing. He is there to help you. And if He doesn't get up and rebuke the storm, He's going to give you peace to go through that storm and that trial. God knows how you need to do it. Every person has the privilege of prayer. Amen. It is a privilege to talk to God. Amen. He can do miraculous things when we really get down to the nitty gritty with Him and tell Him all of our trouble. If you read the psalmist, he was all the time telling God about his trouble. Amen. He did it often. He wasn't afraid because he understood. He had a relationship with God. Amen. And he knew God would help him. God wants to help us. An attitude of gratitude always brings peace, even when in a storm. Amen. We need to have a good spirit. Praise God. We need to have an attitude of gratitude. We're living in a day that there is no attitudes of gratitude. Peace is a work of the Spirit. God will give you peace. If so be that you allow the Spirit to work in you. Amen. If you don't have His Spirit today, you can leave this place full of the Spirit of Almighty God, the peacemaker. He's a wonderful counselor, mighty God, Prince of Peace. Amen. The Holy Ghost will give you peace today. Peace of mind. Amen. Peace of mind in your life. Ephesians 2, 14 through 18 says, "For He Himself is our peace, who has made the two groups one and has destroyed the barrier, the dividing wall of hostility, by setting aside in His flesh the law which its commands and regulations." His purpose was to create in Himself one new humanity out of the two, thus making peace. The cross of Jesus Christ was the catalyst that brought the peace of God to all people in the body of Christ. He made a way. When individuals humble themselves under the mighty hand of God and submit to the cross of Jesus Christ, there is great fellowship in the body that results. Amen. We must humble ourselves to the work that God did on the cross and not just believe it in our minds, but receive it. Take hold of it. Apply it to our lives. Amen. Obey the gospel and allow the peacemaker to take over your life. Amen. He wants to bring peace in your life. Amen. He doesn't want calamity all the time. He's the God of peace. Amen. We must do all that we can to allow that God of peace to live inside of us. Philippians 4:7. It says, "And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus." Do you need some peace that just, you just don't understand, but you just feel peace? All this stuff is going on around you, but God somehow has given you peace. I think of just here recently, a young lady that passed away in a car accident down in the Columbus area in one of our churches down there, and her parents, when they walked out there to the accident site, she testified at the funeral saying that it was just like God. The presence of God, just something came over her as she walked up to that state patrolman, and she just said, "She's gone." And he starts to go into his talk about her life. You know, she passed away, and she felt in her spirit. She's like, "No, you didn't hear me." She didn't say this, but she said in her spirit, she said, "No, you didn't hear me. She's gone." There was a peace that come upon her. That's peace, my friend. That's the God of peace. Amen. When a close loved one is taken from your life and God comes in that moment and puts His peace on you. Amen. There is something about the presence of God that can touch your life if you're close to allowing Him to be in your life. What a miraculous God we have. Although one may not understand how it happens, God's peace is able to guard a person's emotions and thoughts. Sister Debbie. Yeah. Yes. Right. Any of us knows how it is. Maybe if you have a mom or a dad or somebody that you can just, you're close to, and you can go at times and just unload on them. And oh man, it just feels so good to just get all that off of your chest. You know, get all that out and just let them know what's going on in your life. And that's just a human being. But when you can go to God, the one that knows the end from the beginning of your life, he sees all that's going on all around you and knows how to fix your situation. And you can go to him and unload all of your cares, all of your hurts, all of your pains. And you can lay it at his feet and just trust him and let his presence take over. Talk about peace. Amen. So many times all we can say is, oh yeah, you know, just try this or do this and, you know, you'll be good or you'll be all right. But God can do something supernatural that no one else can. God can pour his spirit into that hurting place and that wound and comfort and heal it. Why don't we stand right now? And let's just lift our hands to the Lord right now. And let's just ask the God of peace to touch our situation right now. In the name of Jesus right now, God, we pray your peace upon your people right now, God. You know every situation that's going on in this place right now, in our minds, in our souls, in our families, God. And we pray in the name of Jesus, the power of peace to come down in this place, Lord. Lord, your presence to just envelop us, Lord God, as we give our praise and our worship to you, Lord, that you will come in and you will help us, Lord. You will strengthen us and calm and give us peace in the midst of our storms, God. You're a mighty God. We praise you. We thank you, God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Praise God. He is a peacemaker. Amen. He wants to give you wonderful peace. Amen. Don't be afraid of him today. Amen. Don't be afraid of God, the peacemaker today. Amen. He's not here to hurt you. He's not here to drag you through the mud. He's not here to make a fool of you. He's here to give you his peace. Praise God. Give yourself to him today. Let him do it. Let him bring peace to your life today. Praise God. Take a few moments. Amen. Refresh. There's coffee stuff downstairs. Amen. Come back.